You know, it's a wonderful thing that God has not left us in our ignorance, in our darkness, or in despair. But God has very clearly revealed to us not only the plan of salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ, but He's also granted to us and revealed in His Word how He would have us walk as His children. For remember, in chapter 5 of Ephesians, we looked upon as the children of one who was God. And hence we are to walk in love. God is love. And we are to walk in love. And then He gives to us in the beginning of the chapter the things that we are to avoid doing. In fact, things we must not do as the children of God. And then from verse 8 He continues that we walk in light. And God is light. This is His character. This is the revelation of His holiness. And likewise, you and I, as children of light, are to walk in light. Now notice how Paul puts this. He doesn't say that we become children of light by walking, but because we are children of light, let us walk in the light. Because we are children of God, we ought to walk in love. We do not become children of God by loving people, but because we're children of God, and our union with one who is love and who is light, we walk with Him. And then the next one is from verses 15 down to verse 21 of Ephesians, which deals here with the fact we are to walk in wisdom. And in our last lesson, we were dealing with this. In verse 15, we are to walk carefully. See to it that you walk correctly, if I might put it that way. The world is full of pitfalls and things into which you and I could easily fall. So do not let your life be soiled with the filth and corruption of the world. Hence, walk carefully. Be a wise Christian. We are to walk in wisdom. And the second evidence of being a wise Christian is to redeem the time. This is what we were dealing with in our last lesson. Make the most of every opportunity, to buy up every opportunity of growing in Christ, of knowing Him, of witnessing for Him, of walking with Him. Why? Because the days are evil. And remember that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, for example, in the first 5 verses, this know also in the last days perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, blasphemers, proud, incontinent, high, heady-minded, disobedient to parents, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. These are evil days. And as Peter writes in 2 Peter 2:1, there were false prophets among the people. There shall be false teachers among you, who shall bring in damnable heresies, denying even the Lord that bought them. Same thing in the book of Romans chapter 13, 11 to 14, or Jude verse 4, or verse 11, where he talks about the doctrines and the life of ecclesiastical leaders in the last days. So we are to walk in wisdom. Let us not be foolish Christians, but wise Christians, walking carefully, walking correctly, and buying up the opportunity. And as I said in the past lesson, I repeat it, you know, the time goes by so fast, and what time is spent out of the will of God is wasted time. You remember Abraham one time was 13 years out of fellowship with God. Between chapter 16 and 17 of the book of Genesis, and Abram was playing with Ishmael. For 13 years you've got a silence, no revelation, nothing at all, just silence. Wasted years. And then God in sovereign grace and love appeared unto him and said, Abram, I'm the El Shaddai, walk before me and be thou perfect. You say it was a rebuke from God, for he had gone so long without being in fellowship with God. How many years, how many months, how many days have you and I walked out of fellowship with God? Waste of time. Just waste of time. May the Lord grant to you and to me to be wise Christians, to redeem the time, to see to it that we make the most of every opportunity of knowing Christ, of growing up in Him, of witnessing for Him, and of having that blessed daily relationship with Him. Now the third evidence of a wise Christian, we read in verse 17. Maybe we better read from verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, not as foolish ones, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Do not be unwise. Do not be foolish, but be wise, understanding the will of the Lord. So many Christians are ignorant of the will of God, and they're ignorant of the times in which they live. Do you remember that verse we had in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, where Paul says, knowing the time, it is high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believe. It's high time to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. It's high time to walk carefully, and we are to understand the will of the Lord. Do you know what the will of the Lord for your life is? Do you know what the will of God for the church is? Do you know what the will of God is for Israel, the nation Israel? Do you know what God's will is for the nations of the earth? What do you know about God? What do you know about His purposes? What do you know about His will? Let's be wise Christians. Let us not be ignorant Christians. You remember in Corinthians 6, don't you know that we Christians shall judge the world? Don't you know that we Christians shall judge angels? Don't you know that certain things, certain people can't inherit the kingdom of God? Don't you know that your body is a member of Christ? Don't you know that your body is the sanctuary of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit which you have of God, and you're not your own? Therefore, glorify God in your bodies, in your spirits, which are God's. Let's be wise Christians. And see this. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now that means, it doesn't mean that you pull things out of the air. It doesn't mean just going to church and hearing somebody preach or teach once a week. It means we must give time to the Word of God. It means work. As I say, quite a few people, they pat themselves on the back, they go to church once a week, and they feel they've done their duty. But they don't know a thing about walking with God. They don't know a thing about knowing the will of God or the work of God. They don't spend any time. Sometimes they never even open their Bibles from one weekend to the other. You go to church to hear somebody else read it. I wish in some way we meant business with God. How in the world can I know the will of God? How will God be able to show it to us if we do not get into the book? You remember Jesus said in John 7:17, if any man wills to do his will, if I'm willing to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine of the teaching, whether it be of God or not. And the whole thing is, do I mean business with God? Do you mean business with God? Let us not be ignorant Christians. Let's be wise Christians. And to walk in the will of God is to walk wisely. But I again raise the issue, how can I know the will of God? How can I know what He wants me to do if I do not mean business and if I do not get into the Word of God? As I said a while ago, I wish in some way I could find words to express this amazing thing when I realize that the average Christian today is ignorant of the Word of God. He is ignorant of what he has in Christ. He is ignorant of the purpose of God in his life. Listen, Christian friend, you know that God has a purpose for you. Why do you think He's leaving you on the earth? Why didn't God take you home the moment you were saved? No, He's got a purpose for you. And we ought to know what that purpose is so that we can walk with God. And I can't, the impossibility of knowing the will of God for my life unless I get down into the Word of God where He has revealed the desire of His heart for His people. We're not only to walk in love, not only to walk in light, but we are to walk in wisdom. And note these three things. We are to walk carefully, correctly. We are to redeem the time, to buy up, make the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil, and false doctrines and false teachers are everywhere, and we are to understand the will of the Lord. Oh, let us not be foolish, senseless Christians. Let's be wise. You know, the Apostle Paul could say to the Hebrew Christians in chapter 5 of Hebrews, the last part of the chapter, when for the time you ought to be teachers of the Word of God, I have need to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. I'd like to give you a good thick T-bone steak, he said, but you can't bear it. I've got to feed you on milk. Isn't it an amazing thing that people who've been professing Christians for 30, 40, 50, some 60 years are still babies in Christ? They've never grown. They've never fed on the Word of God. They don't even know how to feed themselves. And so many Christians are spoon-fed. Now, there's a period of time when we're spoon-fed, when we leave the milk and begin to get down into the book, but somebody else has got to give it to us. We've never learned to feed ourselves on the Word of God. How can I know the will of God? Oh, how can I know the will of God if I do not spend time in the Word of God? So I would plead with your heart today. Whatever the past may have been, whether it's accomplishments, whether it's failures, may I plead with your heart to get into the Word of God and find out God's purpose for your life. And if you mean business with God, remember, God means business with you. God is more desirous, more anxious that you might know His will for your life than you want to know it. The question is, would you do it if you knew what it was? Now let's be wise Christians, understanding the will of the Lord and walking carefully, redeeming the time, buying up every opportunity of glorifying Him day by day. Now may this be a day for you of glorifying Jesus Christ in your life, with the children, with your husbands, with your wives, with your friends, with your neighbors, whatever we are, all of us. God grant that we'll get to know the Word of God and know what God's purpose for me is. He's got a distinct purpose for me and a distinct purpose for you. Now let's find it. If you mean business, God will reveal it to you. And the Lord bless you today for His name's sake.